This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. State Department has accused Iran of transmitting COVID-19 to multiple countries, saying that in at least five instances, a country's first case of the virus was directly imported from Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters during a visit to Afghanistan that Iran is an accomplice in spreading the virus around the world. Separately, other State Department officials voiced concern that the extent of the damage from the virus in Iran could be far worse than Tehran admits, posing a health risk to its neighbors. Tehran has been hit harder than any other Middle Eastern country with more than 23,000 cases and has blamed the United States for its struggles. Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif Monday decried U.S. sanctions on Tehran as mass punishment, preventing Iran and the world from being able to effectively counter the pandemic. For the first time on Monday, the single-day number of deaths from coronavirus in the United States topped 100. COVID-19 has caused deaths in at least 34 states, as well as Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. More than 41,000 people nationwide have been infected. New York is the nation's hardest-hit state with more than 40 deaths so far. A fresh week on Wall Street got off to a bad start Monday after the Senate failed again to pass an economic stimulus package. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped nearly 600 points, shedding 3%. The S&P 500 was also off 3%. The Nasdaq was down a fraction. U.S. President Donald Trump has said Asian Americans should not be blamed for the spread of coronavirus. He made the statement in a news conference and also in a tweet Monday. It was a change of tone for the president, who has been criticized in recent weeks for referring to COVID-19 as the Chinese virus. This is VOA News. The long-awaited trial of a former U.S. Marine facing charges of espionage got underway in Moscow on Monday, with U.S. officials accusing Russia of providing no evidence in a spy case that has proved an added irritant to an already troubled relations between the two countries. Paul Whelan, who's 50, was arrested by FSB security agents in late December 2018 after allegedly accepting classified materials on a computer thumb drive in a central Moscow hotel. Whelan has repeatedly denied those charges, insisting he was in Moscow for a friend's wedding and had accepted the drive from a Russian acquaintance without ever knowing or viewing its contents. A member of the International Olympic Committee has told a U.S. newspaper that the 2020 Tokyo Olympics will be postponed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dick Pound, a Canadian citizen and longtime member of the committee, told USA Today on Monday that the Games will not move forward as scheduled. He said details have not been worked out, but the Games will be postponed. They were scheduled to start in Tokyo July 24th. Neither the IOC nor the Tokyo Organizing Committee has confirmed Pound's remarks. The U.S. Senate failed for a second time Monday to advance a massive $2 trillion economic aid package to send money to most Americans and many businesses that have been severely impacted by the deadly coronavirus. Democrats say the legislation is weighted too heavily to favor businesses over workers, hospitals, and healthcare professionals. Republicans accuse the Democrats of obstructing the aid at a time Americans need it most. A team of international researchers has identified 69 drugs and compounds that could be effective in treating coronavirus. A study co-authored by nearly 100 researchers says more than a third of the drugs were already approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and are currently used to treat a range of conditions, including diabetes, cancer, and hypertension. They say studying such known drugs may be a faster method to finding treatments for the coronavirus and to try and create a new antiviral drug from scratch. The USNS Mercy Hospital ship has left its San Diego port for Los Angeles Monday to help support the city's response to an overwhelming number of coronavirus cases. U.S. military hospital ships and field hospitals have sent to overwhelmed cities are not meant to treat coronavirus. Instead, they are meant to treat other patients, freeing up local hospital beds and doctors for coronavirus care. And the Associated Press is reporting people found a new way to help keep spirits up as the entire world copes with the pandemic. They're putting up outdoor Christmas lights. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.